Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hustis, and welcome to Seller Notes. You know, and you and I keep coming back to this theme because it's so true. Finding affordable Pinot Noir is just, you know, it's a little easier than it used to be, but not much.
No, and you know, not many people can afford Burgundy, which of course is great Pinot Noir, but there is a fair amount of really nice Pinot Noir out there, Hugh, and I had the fun of sampling some, and I came up with three really good possibilities. So why don't I dive right into it? The first one is called Italo Cescone Pinot Noir from the Veneto region of Italy, 2020, $17. Very interesting wine. This is a pale red Italian Pinot, blessed with good fruit, good structure, and an air of seriousness about it. The aroma is earthy with notes of leather, tobacco, and red cherries. And on the palate, you find a fairly complex wine. First, there is distinctly light in body, a very supple, very graceful wine. Then there's a succession of flavors, a sweet cherry juice, a woody briar note, a reprise of the leather, and finally, the smack of tart, ripe red apples. The tannins are just slightly astringent, and the acidity is very well proportioned. So is this Burgundy? Nah, but it's really good, interesting Pinot Noir, and I liked it quite a bit.
That's I've ever had an Italian Pinot Noir.
You don't see a whole lot of them. I like this one. It was kind of misterioso, so it was kind of fun. Here's one that comes to us from California. It's called The Crusher, 2019, only $10. Now, this wine is made by Sebastiani from grapes grown in multiple locations in California. This is a big Pinot Noir with big fruit, although the color isn't as dark as you would think it should be. Now, the nose reveals stewed cherries, vanilla toffee, and kind of juicy fruit gum, which I think is caused by the yeast. This wine is filled with flavor. It is a big gulp of wine. It's 14.5% alcohol, which is pretty big for Pinot Noir. Yep. And the flavors include spicy black plums, toasted coconut, and peppery notes. The wine is dense and deep. It's, in my opinion, though, something of an overblown Pinot Noir, but some people like that. No problems with me if you do like that. But here's one that really captured my heart. This is from Oregon. It's the Primarius Pinot Noir 2020. This was my wine value of the week. $17 for this. Listen, this is Pinot Noir the way I understand it. It's light to medium body, fruit and acidity nicely balanced, subtle harmonious flavors. The red color of the wine is light enough to see through, and I think Pinot Noir should be a little on the pale side.
I would agree.
The aromas blend candle wax, cranberry juice, and yellow apples. And the first flavor that you get is something like a wine sap apple, which yields to sweet and tart cherries followed by red currants. There are tannins, but they're quite mild and quite supportive. And it closes with a burst of alcohol, finished followed very quickly with a nice, really fresh burst of fruit. It may not be anything to write home about, but Hugh, this is just kind of like textbook Pinot Noir. And I appreciated that. And at $17, wow, that's a good deal. And you know what I think we should do is put all of these on our website and people can go look them up and see how they can acquire these. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.